Sister Rebecca New.
Good morning, sisters.
Good morning.
I'm quite nervous right now. I'm here to practice how to move beyond. Now I try to move beyond my shyness and fear, and with a great courage to be here to share some of my experience with you. This is my first time to attend a MO meeting, and also this is my first experience of being such a big international group. I'm very much impressed by so many different religious congregations in Asia, and I'm really amazed how religious women can make such a big impact our religious women can make in our society in different countries. I have been really deeply touched by our country report. Despite our different situation in different countries, it is very clearly to see, and also I feel our God, the Holy Spirit, works within and among us. I'm especially moved by those countries that the religion, the Catholic Church, is not wide open and not free, like China, Cambodia. Even if the church is not really free, it's not open, but our sisters try to work to help those poor, the marginalized people. And even only just be with them, just be present with them. And I feel this is just a very special way and a precious way to bring the God's love to those people. Just be among with them. And I really like very much about our Armor 15 themes, move beyond. During these days, I keep asking myself, what and how can I move beyond myself? And how can we as a community to move beyond? I deeply feel there is a calling inside of me to invite me to move beyond. As all of us know, it is not easy to move beyond, to be changed. It takes great courage to take a risk to move beyond. I feel it's Sister Rica and other speakers' reflection help us to find a way. What I pick up from those reflections is, and I feel we must go back to the shores of our life and to develop or deepen our relationship with God and with others so that we can get strength from God. I believe with God's abundant grace, we are able to move beyond. I feel this is also my mission. And after I leave Thailand this afternoon, I think I will go back to Philippines. I will reorganize my life. This is what I learned from University of Life. I think I have to redefine my identity as religious and deepen my spiritual life. Hopefully, I am able to influence my sisters in my community and to transmit the Amo spirit is not only through the sharing, but the practice, we can practice together to move beyond. And now I just take this opportunity to thank all different communities of Amo 15, and thank you for your wonderful work, and also our sisters from Thailand for your very warm and loving welcome to accept us to be here to have this wonderful experience. And last and mostly, I would like to thank my congregation for our congregation generosity to allow me to send me here and to have this such a wonderful experience. And to meet all of you. I feel you are really holy women in Asia. And because from all of you, I really see, and I can see the God's different faces from you, and deeply feel the God's presence among all of us. Thank you.